Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as most of the state is drying out.
Yes.
But get ready, because there's another change coming.
Oh, okay.
And we'll talk about that in the next segment. Got a lot of news for you from around the state as well as the nation. We will be updating you on CWD containment and surveillance zone reduction. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. We talked to John Slavosky a couple of weeks ago, I believe. Uh-huh. And now it's been made official. But this weekend, we're going to be talking coastal fishing. And coming to the studio is Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dano Wise. Going to talk about those that fish the upper Texas coast and southwest Louisiana. Mm-hmm. How can I find fish in this water that's so fresh? You know, well, be happy if you catch a bass.
There you go.
but ways to get underneath that fresh water and catch speckled trout, redfish, other game fish species, as well as opportunities from the Guadalupe River on south in our hypersaline bodies of water in the Coastal Bend and Lower Laguna Madre. So we got a great show for you. Y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, boy, tell you what, news just is coming. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of gun news has been in the headlines this week. We've got the results of the Hunter Biden trial.
Yes.
We also have the national instant background checks for May. Mm-hmm. And as has been the trend for the past, 5 months? We're on a decline compared to a year earlier, but still, we're at the 58th month in a row that has exceeded 1 million adjusted background checks in a single month. The figures for May 2024 is a decrease of 7.2% compared to the May 2023 adjusted rate. So y'all like your guns. You like to go shoot. You like to go hunt. Good for you.
I've got an interesting little side thing about the Hunter Biden trial that I got from our friends at the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which is part of the Second Amendment Foundation. First Lady Jill Biden racked up over $345,400 in travel costs last week, zipping back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean so she could attend Hunter's trial along with the events that were going over in Paris, you know, the 80th anniversary of that invasion.
D-Day.
Yeah, of D-Day. And taxpayers are footing the bill, right? A federal court in New York recently found former National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre financially responsible for personal trips he made at NRA expense. So our friend Alan Gottlieb says, so we should expect the Biden family to be held to the same standard.
You would think.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you'd think.
We didn't elect her.
No.
I'm sorry. It's a nice perk, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's frustrating.
Yep.
You've also got some news that just came in, our crack research department.
Our vast unpaid research department.
Right.
Yeah.
For our friends to our east in the state of Louisiana.
Right. Governor Landry signs the bill. Governor Jeff Landry signs legislation ending state businesses with companies... state business with companies that discriminate against gun makers. That's mainly going to be banks, of course, but that was just signed into law in Louisiana.
Ah, good for you.
Uh-huh.
Good for y'all. Here in the Lone Star State, we mentioned that we had John Slavosky, Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director, on a couple of weeks ago. He was giving us some heads up as to some new regulatory changes. One of them is the statewide deer carcass disposal regulation. Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission approved the statewide deer carcass disposal regulation during its May meeting in an effort to reduce the transmission of chronic wasting disease. The new regulation will take place this hunting season, so that should be read after September 1.
Okay.
One of the things that it does allow is direct or indirect disposal remains at a landfill. Hunters are able to commercially process the animals, but we used to have to keep it in quarters. Now you can actually debone it, and you can also bury the carcass at a depth of no less than 3 feet below the natural surface of ground, covered with at least 3 feet of earth.
Okay. Well, interesting from our friends at Parks and Wildlife. Dale Blassingame is waiting in a car line to enter Hamilton Pool in July 2014. Ranger walked over with bad news. The swimming hole was full. Sensing his disappointment, the ranger suggested an alternative, Pittern Alley State Park. You'd like to get a day pass or an annual pass, the guy said. So, simple question. This guy got to thinking, and so he set a goal, and he just completed a while back. All 95 state parks in 1 year. And his dog became the first dog to go to all 95 state parks in 1 year.
Right.
And so now he said, you know, such a good idea. Now he's set foot in 251 of the 429 national parks.
Wow. Man's got a lot of time on it.
Traveling man, yeah. Yeah.
Back to the CWD situation in Texas. The Parks and Wildlife Commission also approved at their May meeting updates to the chronic wasting disease containment and surveillance zones. The containment zones refer to areas where CWD has been detected and confirmed. Surveillance zones identify areas where, based on the best available science and data, the presence of CWD could be reasonably expected. Well, Parks and Wildlife replaced mandatory check stations requirements with voluntary testing measures beginning September 1. And there's a number of them that we unfortunately don't have time to mention, but you can go to tpwd.texas.gov and look either for the media news releases or go to hunting and or type in CWD for more information. With the weather that we've had,
yes,
and folks, brace yourself because supposedly starting late Sunday of this weekend, as well as for about 4 days next week.
Okay.
We got more rain coming.
We do.
Remember when Bob was laughing at me about the old Farmer's Almanac?
He always laughs at me about then.
And we said that the summer months are going to be wetter than normal. Uh-huh. Guess what?
They are.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So,
are we in summer yet?
Are we in summer yet?
No. We haven't reached summer. The solstice is the 21st.
Go take your nice pills, which is both the argument pills.
keep your eyes on those knobs over there, too.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, okay.
The rain. I was trying to make a segue into the
probably affects
CCA
fishing.
Star Tournament.
Oh, that one, too. Okay.
Yeah, that one, right. Because we normally share this responsibility.
Yeah, you know, but we're still off to a slow start this year, aren't we?
Oh, extremely slow. Yep. Extremely slow. They're in the tagged redfish, both the red and the...
Blue.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold. I knew I kept you around for some reason.
Welcome.
No fish have been caught.
None.
And
that's amazing.
Bill's going to go out on a limb and make a prediction.
Okay.
Okay, because we hear Bill Kenny all the time saying, we want to give this stuff away. We got to give this stuff away.
Absolutely.
Okay? And I think with the fresh water and the amount of current that has been brought into our Upper Bay areas... Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me to see the pot sweetened.
Ah.
That's just a guess.
Oh.
I'm not saying anything. It's not coming from CCA. This is Bill's guesstimate.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
But on the tag redfish, that may be something that if it continues. But don't bank on it.
Right.
Okay?
Well, as we say, though, they put those tag fish out where people fish. I mean, they're not, you know, trying to particularly hide them.
No. Yeah, exactly. Where people fish, you're right. In the inshore division, sheep's head, gaff top, black drum. Had somebody call and say, well, what about the speckled trout? What's the deal for speckled trout? Speckled trout are not part of the CCA Start Tournament.
Right.
But sheep's head leader John Nixon, 7 pounds, 8 ounces. Kim Bowman, Jr., gaff top leader, 5 pounds, 1 ounce. Black drum, Rayfield Connolly, the third, 13 pounds, 2 ounces. And then to the
Little Nippers,
absolutely. Yeah. Tucker Grant in the kids division, 4 pounds, 7 ounce. Clay Shot, 5 pounds, even on gaff top. Star Teens, sheep's head, 6 pounds, 6 ounces. Cooper Strakos, and then Carter Coro in gaff top, 5 pounds, 12 ounces. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that's all we have for this segment.
We could have some more, but we don't have time.
Because we got to take a break.
That's right.
And we'll be right back, right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, B-L-Y-N-D. Get that right, please. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got several at my place I've had for over 20 years, and they are still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see the VersaBlind, as well as a new product that we've been talking about, but we can't mention officially yet. So if you go back and listen to prior shows talking about the blind products, you will hear that it has been completed and will be at God and the Great Outdoors Expo for its debut starting July 12 through 14. And the blind's also going to be down at McAllen the following weekend at the Texas Hunter and Sportsman's Expo. They've got blinds, you can see that, at Gibson's in Kerrville, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, or Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission.
Well, now let's take a look at the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday is our best day of the week. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of sunrise and remaining active until either side of a noon hour. Monday through Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, June the 21st, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, On the Coast is brought to you by the Boat Stop Complex. They now have a Boat Stop Marina location on Laguna Shores Road in Flower Bluff. It provides easy access from the mainland to the Upper Laguna Madre, East Side Crash Channels, Intercoastal Waterway, Packery Channel, and great mid-coast fishing. Boat Stop Marina provides an ultra-wide 45-foot dual launch ramp, boat slip parking, plus parking for vehicles and boat trailers, 20-amp shore power, ice machine, scenic picnic area, and commercial-grade cleaning station for the day's catch. Need a place to store your boat, beach buggy, or more? Check out Boat Stop Storage Super Clean and Spacious Units available in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot length. There are five boat wash bays, GFI outlets in all units, security personnel, and excellent customer service. If you're pulling a boat with an RV, then visit Sunridge RV Resort. It's up Graham Road, conveniently situated between Boat Stop Marina and Boat Stop Storage. There you'll find spacious sites for RV vehicles and boats, plus first-class amenities. Boat Stop Marina private and commercial memberships are available. A Boat Stop Marina membership is complimentary with the rental of a unit at Boat Stop Storage and is available for Sunset Ridge RV Resort guests. For more information, visit BoatStopMarina.com, BoatStopStorage.com, and SunsetRidgeRVResort.com. Call Boat Stop Marina at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. On the Coast, not going to take a lot of time because we're going to leave a little more time for us to visit with Dan O'Wise in a bit. But basically, fresh water. When Harold gives the lake reports coming up, there's some really amazing above pool level, including our newest lake, Bodark, okay? Mm-hmm. And all that water that's up north in East Texas, it's got to come south.
Yes, it does.
Okay. They're still catching. If you get underneath the freshwater, Lake Calcasieu, Sabine, a lot of people are fishing the south ends around the jetties. Weather's been a little bit rough, but on nice days, fish the surf. That's one of your best options. Over in the Galveston Bay Complex, West Bay gets you away from the primary flow of that freshwater leaving the bay system. Freeport, mentioned this, and Dano and I will probably talk more about it. Mangrove Snapper in the Freeport Marina, and they were there, then the freeze knocked them back. They're back, so that's great. Great fishing down into San Antonio Bay, out of Sea Drift, that area, mid-coast area, back marsh and lake areas. Fish both sides, both inside and the beachfront, as well as inside the lakes. South of the JFK Causeway, those crash channels we were talking about, absolutely phenomenal on the east side, full of grass beds. And as the temperature comes up, fish, trout, and redfish are going to bury up in that grass. Land cut has been productive. So has Port Mansfield on the lower end of the land cut, as well as around East Cut. And then Lower Laguna Madre, where else can you go to catch snook? You know, sea trout, redfish, flounder, just sheep's head, you name it. It's great. And don't forget, yes, fishing is available for speckled, redfish. Get it right, Bill. Red snapper.
There we go.
In federal waters as well as state waters. And we'll ask Dano in a bit what he thinks about making that, burn that extra fuel to go into federal waters.
Okay.
What's happening in the lakes?
Well, listen to East Texas. Conroe, largemouth bass can be found near bluegill beds, but a large majority are offshore in 12 to 20 feet of water. Big worms, Carolina rigs, crankbaits, they're catching fish. Catfish are spawning and easy to catch on just about any structure on points, ledges, and humps. Bodark. Been an interesting week with lots of high waters. Buzzbaits are fair around points and mostly grass areas. Texas rigs are best around green bushes in 3 to 5 feet. Some tree lines working as well. Flukes and yum dingers, and you're waving your finger at me.
Yeah, I am, because Bodark, this is, I think, the first time that we've actually had a report. And remember, the opening was delayed because it had not filled.
Right.
It is now 1.28 feet above pool level.
And they've been stocking it for years.
Yeah.
Because one thing on this report, though, am I talking bass?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can see what we're throwing, but
you see, the expert that you are, you know your bass bait.
Right,
you know
there we go. Okay, fork. Black bass are good in the mornings and evenings with topwater frog patterns, switching to mid-mornings to noon streamers in shad and brim patterns. Lake of the Pines, channel cats are good in 3 to 6 feet. Bigger ones are in 15 to 20 feet using stinky bait and fresh cut bait. Crappie are good in 20 to 25 feet of timber and brush. Bass are good on points and brush piles with jigs, Texas rig worms, drop shots north of State Highway 155, that bridge, in the grass with buzz baits, whopper ploppers, or chatter bait. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass, are excellent on deep crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Catfish are good on cut bait and live minnows on the south end of the lake. Crappie are excellent number-wise with lots of smaller fish with natural-colored crappie jigs mid-lake north of the power lines. Sam Rayburn, water's still on the rise, but should start to see the lake level off because there's a break in the rainy weather. Bass are shallow in flooded bushes and trees in 4 to 10 feet of water. Large populations of fish offshore on primary and secondary points in 12 to 18 feet of water in relation to the shorelines, flooded bushes. Use Texas rigs, chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, topwater frogs, shallow. Offshore bite is on deep-diving crankbaits, Carolina rigs, and jigs. Yes, sir.
No, finish your read.
Well, you're wiggling your finger.
I am.
Tyler.
No. And don't leave it until I ask this question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mentioned the water's still rising on Rayburn.
Yeah.
How high has it risen to?
7.67 feet above the pool.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tyler. Crappie are good using minnows on brush in 16 feet of water. Brim are good on red worms off the barge throughout the lake. Belton. Boat ramps are currently shut down due to flooding. Okay.
Why?
About that. 13.41 feet above
Thank
the
you.
Pool. Fat. Bass are fair to good with an early morning shallow bite on soft plastics and imitation shad baits, switching mid-morning to Carolina rigs in deeper water, 12 to 18 feet. Worm colors. Watermelon red, shady, watermelon candy. Oh, limestone. Water clarity is muddy. Water level is high. Crappie are stacked up in 6 to 12 feet on brush piles and standing timber. Largemouth bass are still in 3 feet or less on Texas rigs, frogs, jackhammer, chatterbaits. Stillhouse boat ramps are currently shut down there due to lake flooding. 12.44 feet high, Bill. Okay. Texoma, striped bass fishing is great using live bait, fishing shallow humps, ledges in 25 feet of water, or drifting main lake flats, watching for schooling fish on top. Topwater is early, the right place, the right time. Swim baits, shallow humps near the creeks. Whitney, most boat ramps are closed. as due to the high water, 4.55 feet above the pool.
Very good.
My goodness.
Now we go from the haves to the have-nots.
There we go.
All right. In South Texas, Amistad Reservoir, 68.49 feet below pool, but black bass fishing is good on catches of 2 to 5 pound fish. Fish are in 10 to 30 foot of water on main lake points near submerged trees and brush structure. Then we go to Choke Canyon, where catfish are good on cut bait and stink bait in 15 to 30 foot of water. Crappie are good in brush piles in 20 to 30 foot of water on minnows and grubs. Falcon, catfish are excellent with keepers fish to 35 pounds on fresh cut bait on a Kentucky rig. And largemouth bass are excellent for numbers with a few trophy-sized fish mixed in. Target hard bottoms with shad or tilapia pattern crankbaits. Brownwood, water is pouring over the spillway. Black bass to 8.87 pounds are fair on jigs, shaky heads, and topwaters in 2 to 10 feet of water. Allen Henry, crappie, 20 to 25 feet. Just a year-round annual event. Coleman, Lake Coleman continues to rise, receiving over 5 feet of water in the last week, and is off color. Ivy, lake level steady. Black bass are moving into summer transition areas. Bass are typically caught on 10-inch worms and plum, apple, and red bug colors. Meredith, white bass are excellent on just about anything. Walleye are excellent on minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits. And they're trolling flicker shad baits as well.
Okay, in the Hill Country, Buchanan, striper fishing remains excellent using live shad as bait in the 15 to 35 feet range of the water. The lake has come up. You can find some bass in the newly flooded brush. Bass are throwing on worms being thrown, actually. Creature baits catching some good ones. Swim baits, walking style topwaters over and around rock piles are catching some biggins. Canyon, striper fishing is good in the mornings on swim baits and spoons. Largemouth bass can be caught on top waters in the morning, then a drop shot or Necco rig in the deeper grass. LBJ, crappie are good in 18 to 24 feet of water on jigs and minnows.
All right, on the hunting scene, as we've mentioned for some time, we've got two regulated seasons that will run through August 31. That's the South Zone Javelina season and the other open counties for spring squirrel. Talk to Don Gilchrist, owner of the G2 Ranch down in South Texas, and some phenomenal axis buck activities taking place. They're challenging because they are a herd animal, but some really good trophies for those that are investing the time. And, of course, you can sit in an air-conditioned blind at G2 Ranch.
How nice.
What's going on in your world of on or off-road?
Both. Luxury. I'm not going to climb rocks with it, but I can certainly get to the ranch with no problem. This is the 24 Infiniti QX60 Autograph all-wheel drive. It's a luxury midsize crossover. And I get confused, midsize, full-size, whatever size. This thing has 3 rows of seats, seat 7, very classy styling. Really good looks. I like to say there really ain't no bad Infiniti. It just gets to be a matter of budget and what you want. This got a 3.5-liter V6 pumping out 295 horsepower, 8-speed automatic transmission. They're intelligent all-wheel drive. Tows over 6,000 pounds. Trailer sway control, so it's got all that stuff. Hitch member, receiver, wiring harness, transmission oil cooler, and that's one of the greatest things in the world if you're towing stuff. Comfort and convenience, of course. Motion activated power rear lift gate is handy. All the tech and screens and stuff that you would want. Driver assistance, front and rear parking sensors, which come in really handy. The Infiniti InTouch 12.3-inch screen, Bose Performance 17-speaker audio system, predictive forward collision warning, I mean, all the safety stuff you would want. Also, extra on this was the Radiant grill emblem, the Radiant illuminated kick plates, carpeted floor mats, sort of like that, and the premium paint. Good-looking thing. It was a great ride. Again, very handy. Again, good looks. Good stuff across the board on this vehicle. 20 miles per gallon city, 25 on the highway, 5-star ratings all across the board for safety. So take a peek. The 24 Infiniti QX60 Autograph all-wheel drive loaded to the gills right at 69.
On the record, I do not like that driver assist on collision. All that does is it warns people that are texting or on their cell phone.
Yeah.
you just hit something. You
right,
know?
Right.
It makes no sense. Pay attention. Pay attention. Duh. All right.
When
well, we come
back, like when the screen comes up and says, "Hey, pay attention."
I have a very loose neck of shaking my right head there, as I go down the highway, you know. We're going to take a break when we come back. Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dano Wise, we're talking coastal fishing.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we got babies that are hitting the ground. Mama deer that are taking care of the babies, nursing them so that they can get their legs under them to run away from predators. Mentioned earlier in the program about the old farmer's almanac prediction. Okay, even though it looks like, if that prediction is correct, we're going to have a good summer with moisture, but by the time we get to fall, that spigot's going to be turned off. Mm-hmm. You need to be feeding year-round. If you don't have a regimen started, start it now and put several around your water resources so that the dominant buck can claim his, and then the rest of the herd can have theirs.
And this is a money saver, even though it's free choice.
Better than a 2.5-to-1 savings over a normal protein regimen. And I tell you what, that certainly keeps money in your pocket. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com, finds you an independent dealer near you, or stop by one of the Tractor Supply locations and pick up several bags. If you've got a big order, give them a call, 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. They do deliver. Mentioned to you, Dano Wise, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor. This guy has become a traveling man.
Oh.
With April, his little lady friend.
Oh.
Little sweetheart, you know.
My.
Great photo subject for Dano. Dano's about the luckiest guy I know. Hey, Dano, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing?
All right, guys. How's it been?
Good for you. I'm glad you're laughing, too. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not as new as it seems. It's been a few years, but we've enjoyed traveling about to get the fish all over the place. And, yes, without a doubt, I agree with Bill. Very lucky.
Coming back to fishing here in the Lone Star State and maybe over in southwest Louisiana waters, Upper Coast, the big news, obviously, has been weather. If it's not wind conditions, then it is all the freshwater coming downstream. What's your basic rule for fishing that dirty freshwater?
Well, a few rules right there, Bill. And, you know, it seems like every few years we get the same thing, especially on the upper and middle coast where you get this large amount of freshwater runoff. Typically, what's going to do is the saltier water is going to be holding closer to the passes and outside on the outside edges of the beachfront. But then when you're in those portions where you have a mixture of salt and fresh, that fresh water is going to ride up on top of the salt. So there'll be a layer of saltier water down lower, what they call a saltwater wedge. And that's where you're going to find most of the speckled trout and redfish holding is down deeper in that saltier wedge. And down on the southern end of the bays or eastern end of the bays, depending on where you're at, closer to those Gulf passes. Redfish don't seem to mind it near as much as trout, so we'll see redfish kind of still scattered throughout. Also, the back lakes and marshes, which kind of almost lock them in, those deeper back lakes will lock a fish in as the freshwater passes through. That the water in the marsh and that deep back lake will remain salty. So those are also good places to look when you've got these issues.
Yeah, because we started earlier on the show, we're having a slow takeoff on the CCA Star Texas tournament this year, and so it's more that the fish are there, it's just a change of tactics, right?
I would assume. I was curious about that, too. The fish may be in places they hadn't been. You know, We did have some really high tides as well over the first couple of weeks of that CCA Star Tournament, first couple of weeks of summer, and not to mention just an ever-increasing amount of pressure, you know, which will at times cause those fish to scatter about and find places to hide that they normally wouldn't be.
Tell you what, talking about pressure, that's a good place to pause because we'll pick that topic up when we come back with Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dana Wise right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of 100 prizes in 7 divisions. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Progressive Insurance, Hoff Power Polaris, and Whataburger. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
We continue our conversation with Dana Wise, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor. And when we took that break, we were talking about pressure, fishing pressure. And Dana, nothing's really changed in the past few years, fishing pressure-wise, has it? Are no regulation changes?
it seems like this is just an ongoing or has been an ongoing topic for decades now,
right?
But it's really not going to change, you know, and you kind of have a hand in both of those worlds, or at least an interest in both of those worlds, both the outdoor and the real estate, and the things that you see, the trends on both sides and how they're interconnected, and we talk about that often, that Texas, unfortunately, you know, we know how great it is. Everybody else has been finding out about it, and the population is exploding. And even within Texas, the population has shifted coastal. And you add to that the number of boat owners that are moving into places that they didn't fish before, the number of shallow water boats that can get into places that they didn't have before. So there's a myriad of factors that are leading to this increased pressure. And yes, we have seen, I was at 04, 05 around there when we first went to five fish at the time. I was in the lower Laguna Madre, and we were the first to have the five fish limit. obviously we did the temporary three after the freeze, but then that's been kind of tweaked and modified and put in as the new speckled trout regulation now for all of Texas with the three fish. And I know people are, you know, some are mad, some are glad, and a lot are confused, but the bottom line is our bays have stayed the same size, but the amount of people fishing them has grown
Right. Well, and it's not just all doom and gloom, because with the pressure and reduction of the trout limit, more focus has been brought to bear on other species. And some of these species, we used to, oh my goodness, not talk about that fish, you know, but name some of those that have risen to prominence now.
Hello?
There we go, we're back.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, what was that question?
Oh, what was the question? Well, it's not all doom and gloom. It's a matter of some fish that we used to not talk about have risen in prominence. Give us some ideas of some of the fish that are readily caught now and part of the day's bag on the water.
You know, one, the black drum has just, you talk about coming up in prominence. They're certainly, you know, especially in the mid-coast, very highly sought after and gaining popularity everywhere, where they used to be kind of just seen as an unfortunate bycatch by most anglers.
Yeah.
But then there's others that, you know, well, redfish are still, it's really good supply. We've got great stocks of redfish.
How about a sheep's head?
And there you go, just coming off the sheep's head run, which everybody kind of, that's caught their attention at February, March time frame, where you find those sheephead that's really stacked up around the jetties. But they can be caught year-round. They just move back into the bays. Later then in the fall, we'll see them up on the flats a lot. And, in fact, in your clearer water flats, when you find them up there, they're a great sight-casting target. Really hard to get to take a little fly or a little live, artificial bait as opposed to live bait. But when you catch them there on the flats and they just run out instead of down, they're a lot of fun. Then you have mangrove snapper, which were traditionally found on the Texas-Mexico border, but if they expanded their range, and most people got their first taste of them over the last decade, when you're talking areas like the mid-coast and even lower portions of the upper coast, but the freeze a couple of years ago knocked those populations back. But must have been a seed population that found some deep water holes to hide in during that freeze in most of these areas, because we're already seeing a rebound of mangrove snapper in most of the mid and upper coast areas that they had been before.
One of the things on mangrove snapper that surprised me is I used to, you know, when I was introduced to them, they were maybe 14, 15 inch was a really big fish. Now there's some fish that are upper single digit in weight to maybe even double digit in weight or better, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, particularly in those deeper port areas and around the jetties. So there are some bigger snapper, and, of course, you've got snook, tarpon are about to come in. There's plenty of fish to fish for, and, you know, one thing we talked about a while back, for people just looking to go have some fun, catch anything that they can have fun pulling on and still eat, really hard to beat whiting and pompano along the beachfront, and that's a fun fish for anybody, or fun fish, a couple of species for anybody, whether it be families, beginners, or experienced anglers, just to do something different. But both of those fish are excellent eating and very plentiful.
We got a couple of minutes before we're out of time, but on whiting for Houstonians, old Houstonians, back in the 40s.
You're looking
the
at
old
me.
Houston. Yes, I am. The old Houston Club used to have on Friday the whiting lunch, you know, so they've been around for a while. Let's shift offshore, because there was a battle that we prevailed for red snapper, and Texas having been a republic, we've got our state waters out to 9 nautical miles. Yes, federal waters are open beyond that. And when we talked earlier this week, you said, why would you make the run to federal waters with the fish we've got in state, right?
I'll tell you what, these last few years, the state water snapper, particularly in the lower to middle coast, but that lower coast there's some great snap state water snapper where you know you're within a couple miles of the beach at most, and catching double digit fish. So yeah, it's kind of hard to convince yourself to run much beyond that. But we've really seen a lot more solid fish taken from state waters up and down the coast in the last couple of years.
Well, and then you've got all along the coast opportunity to troll for kingfish. I know many that fish for speckled trout in the surf from their boats, and particularly the mid-course. This was a Port Aransas trick for years. They would catch their trout, then tie on a titanium leader and troll a spoon and hook up with kingfish.
Exactly, yeah. Middle coast, lower coast, those guys have them right there next to the beach. We're trolling big spoons, trolling big rattle traps or lipless cranks, things like that. And, you know, people worry, well, they're not set up to troll. A lot of this is just handhold trolling. So you're just in your bay boat, just have somebody hang on to the rod, hang on to it tight, but hang on to it while you're slowly trolling. And even down on the lower coast, Port Mansfield, Port Isabel, South Padre Island, it's very possible to catch solid kingfish standing on the jetties.
Yeah, and then we've got, real quick, the tarpon, the big tarpon that migrate up and down the coast, but then like places in the Arroyo and the lower Laguna Madre jetties there at South Padre, the juvenile tarpon that could be caught on trout-type tackle.
Oh, without a doubt. And those, you know, and that's an interesting thing there too, Bill. Arroyo City, Port Mansfield, Port Isabel, always a lot of juvenile tarpon year-round, been getting to be more and more common, not just because the fish population is increasing, but also people are starting to understand those fish are there and realize how to fish for them. There's scatterings of that in the mid-coast as well. Aransas, Corpus, these areas, people are starting to discover there actually are more juvenile tarpon in some of these areas than they realize. And as people start focusing on them, obviously they start catching them more. So that does add another species to the list.
Folks, this is just a tip of the iceberg of the information this gentleman has. And you can read it every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. Dano, appreciate you joining us and enlightening us once again of coastal fishing opportunities here in the Lone Star State.
Hey, good to visit with you guys as always, and look forward to hanging out with you at some of the shows this summer.
And enjoy your travels, okay?
Friends, we'll send you a postcard.
Yes, sir. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What do we got, Harold?
Well, here we go. June 2023, Texas State Ducks Unlimited Convention in Galveston. It's going to be held at Moody Gardens. For information on that, go to ducks.org. June 22, Pioneer Chapter Northeast Texas Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet in Clarksville at the south side of the square. For information on that, nwtf.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Weatherman keeps saying the hurricanes are coming. You need to stock up on flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more from Hybrid Light. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping. Code is TEXAS20, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Dano Wise, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor. God, it's fun to fish with him, fun to hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Check out some of the shows that we'll be at, because Dano's going to be around, I think, in McAllen and possibly San Antonio. Check him out every month in the magazine.
Yeah, I made a mistake, too. I didn't get to say Book 'em Dano this week. You got to be older, friends, to appreciate that one. Okay, remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Facebook, all over the place. Be safe out there. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.